I wound up with the brother-in-law over here, Jason, taking over one of them, going to Dirk's Nashville down in there. He took that over, and I just wanted to give him that. And he run that thing for years, I'd say 25 years at least. And then he bought out the bakery and run it a while. But he didn't have capital enough, something. Finally, just wound up broke. He paid off his debt all right, and the old bakery ovens and stuff like that wound up in my barn down there on the farm. I finally sold a lot of that out, scrap, stuff like that, to give him the money. I done some carpenter work around here when I was young for one of the best carpenters we ever had around here named Bill Gatlin. He was an awful good carpenter. I done that for a few years, and I've hauled gas out of Rhodesia, Louisiana down here, and hauled it into Mena. That is butane gas. And Eddie Gray run this butane place right over here now, making more money than anybody in this county. Him and I worked together when he didn't have nothing, hauling it up to Mena for Joe House in the butane business. And I don't know, he bought Joe out some way, made a ripple and bought Joe out here, and Joe went to Texarkana. And now Eddie has got three airplanes and flies all over three, four, five states, I think. Well, he bought out a bunch of it down in Houston, made a pot full of money down there. He did right up the street here in this big house, about a block up. I don't know, he just lucky. Got into it just right. He made some money.
Some people.
But he worked at it.
Well, did you know your grandmother, Adam?
Yep. Yeah, she's been to our house business when I was still on the farm. She's a big size, pretty good size lady.
Was she born in Sevier County?
I don't think so. I couldn't answer that. I just don't know where she was born and reared. They come in here together. Now, I believe that was my mother's stepmother, though. The last one that I saw come to visit us, I believe that's the way it was. I believe she was a stepmother, you know. And I had a stepmother, you know, this boy's mother here. Later years, grew up down there on the farm.
Was your grandmother Adams a housewife?
Yeah.
Any idea about her schooling? Her schooling?
Sure don't. I'll tell you about them old folks there, though. They know how to make all kinds of medicine and stuff like that. Didn't go to the store and buy. My daddy used to give us strict ash bitters and cherry bark and